Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 28th of June. I have married a wife. The third man in the parable said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." This seems like an unusual excuse. Why would getting married preclude the man from accepting the invitation to the great supper? Couldn't he simply bring his wife along with him? Why did the man resolutely believe that this was not an option? While this man's excuse does appear to be unusual, when we read the account of the first marriage in the scriptures, we find that it is the oldest excuse of all. Getting married was not the man's problem. The problem was the fallen culture of his marriage covenant. We recall that Eve was deceived when she engaged in a conversation with Satan at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In the fellowship of Yahweh, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil belongs only to God, who is the origin of the creation and the source of the identity and name of every person. Eve was deceived by Satan into believing that she could use the fruit from this tree as a resource to be like God in the context of her own marriage and family. Eve expressed her desire to be like God when she reached out a hand to take the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In a state of delusion, she then presumed to take the place of God by offering this same fruit to her husband. Eve genuinely believed that the food which she gave to Adam would feed his identity as a person, make him look good, and give him the necessary wisdom to be successful in relation to his work in the world. Eve did not mean to cause hurt or to inflict harm upon her husband. We could say that her action was well-intentioned, but it was the expression of a self-centered motivation and a deceived perspective. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 14 verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 33, and Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 to 6. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 7.